Good evening, everyone. I was asked to share my testimony today, so please bear with me and forgive me for reading this out, but I spent quite some time preparing this and I don't want to miss anything out. This is actually the second time sharing my testimony like this, because as some of you might know, I've already been baptized once before in another church. But let's go back to the beginning. I was brought up in a Catholic family, so I always knew I was a sinner. I didn't enjoy going to the Mass very much, and I found it boring. But I always wondered, how do I know if my Catholic faith is the right one? I'm Catholic because my parents are Catholic, but what if they were Muslim or Hindu? But I never actually asked anyone these questions. They just stayed somewhere in my mind. I remember thinking to myself, our Pope John Paul II is such a godly man. He's definitely going to heaven. I wish I was like him. So the time went by, and I came to the UK when I was 20. At that point, I stopped going to the church altogether. I started a new chapter in my life. I found a job and was busy living for myself. I didn't worry too much about the things to come. I thought to myself, there will be time to sort these things out. After a few years, I ended up living with my mum, and shortly after, she got very focused on religious things. She found a Polish church in Oxford, and we resumed our Catholic sanctification. Meanwhile, I met and married my wife, and we all ended up going to Oxford every Sunday. After a few years, thanks to my mum's friend, we realized that many of the Catholic doctrines aren't biblical, and so we stopped going to the church. This friend insisted we should keep the Sabbath and other Jewish laws and traditions. So we tried to do that for a year or so, but the way we did it seemed wrong to me. I couldn't imagine Israelites kneeling down in the middle of the house reading some Bible verses from some sheets of paper, the same ones every Sunday. I thought to myself, this can't be right. How is this silly ritual going to grant me everlasting life? So I went to the Bible for the answers. I started reading Romans, as I knew these were the letters to the early churches and would hopefully contain some pointers. Soon I stumbled upon Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, and a few other verses. So this was a shock to me. I wasn't sure if my understanding was correct. I thought, this means I don't have to do anything to earn salvation because Christ did all the work. I just have to believe it. At that point, I thought I was saved, and my wife and I started to look for a Bible-based church. Soon we found a Christian church in Bicester and attended a few services. To be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the feel-good experience, but we asked to be baptized. That was not a problem, and everything was arranged to take place in a few months. Shortly after, though, we stumbled upon a big tent erected on a football pitch near our house. It was the summer 2015. It turned out to be the Christian tent where the gospel is preached every evening for a few weeks. So we went to most of the meetings and heard the exact same message as in Romans 23. Then we started to come to the Sunday morning meetings, and I remember that the first time I saw the service, I was shocked, but in a good way. Back in the days when I went to the Catholic masses, I used to think, why is it done like this? Does this structure come from the Bible? And when I first saw the way the morning meetings was organized, I thought, okay, this is different. I like the simplicity and humility of everyone in the assembly. I like the fact that anyone could speak, pray, and give thanks, apart from me, of course. But I was cautious about everything and tested everything with the Bible, as I've been deceived a few times in the past. So we kept coming to the meetings, and meanwhile, my wife left me in the back row on my own. But to be honest, I didn't really enjoy the meetings or reading the Bible very much, which did bother me a little bit, especially when I saw the dedication of other saints in the assembly. So the time went on, and I was still in the back row. Eventually, the summer came, and the gospel tent was put up in Josh's and Bobby's garden, and Eugene Higgins came from America to preach. My family were on holiday in Poland at the time, so I was home alone. One day I heard a knock on my door, and there was Jean and Michael coming for a chat. Instantly I knew the purpose of their visit. They wanted to be sure I'm saved, and so did I. We had a chat, and it turned out that I wasn't. In the beginning, I wasn't convinced that I was lost. I knew all the verses and the theory behind salvation, but soon I realized that I'm in exactly the same place I've always been, lost and hopeless. I was feeling low and in tears every day. It dawned on me that if things keep going this way, I'll end up in hell. I became desperate to have this sorted as soon as I could, preferably while my family was away and the tent meetings were on. I told myself I will attend every gospel meeting and get saved or die trying. So the days went on, and there were fewer meetings left every day. I just didn't know what I was missing. Jean and Michael tried to help me by giving me some leaflets and verses to read, but that didn't work either. It was Friday, 25th of June 2017, and the last meeting I could attend as I was going to Poland to join my family. Jean was preaching on John 3:16, the verse that I knew very well. But the Lord used him that night to present it in a way that opened my eyes to the way of salvation. He asked, "Who'd be willing to sacrifice their beloved son for someone who loved them?" That was a powerful question. But then he asked, "Who would be willing to sacrifice their beloved son for someone who hated them?" That second question struck me instantly and powerfully. At that moment, I realized what I had missed all along. I had never appreciated before God's love for me, a sinner. Love that he manifested on the cross through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the moment I was saved. That was the moment when everything changed, and I could finally say that I love the Lord because he first loved me, even when I was a sinner who didn't deserve his love. Once the tent came down and I got back from Poland, I came back to Hebron Hall, but things were different now. I started to enjoy coming to the meetings. I began reading the Bible at home to learn more about the Lord. Then shortly after that, I was baptized again and joined the assembly, and it has been great being able to commune with the saints and grow spiritually and most of all, knowing Christ as my Savior. So now that you've heard how I was saved, how about you? Are you saved? Can you recall a moment when you first trusted the Lord Jesus for salvation? If not, please listen carefully as Brother Tom preaches the gospel now.